$1 million. I hope you have your Powerball tickets. Good luck. Let's see how you did. First number down tonight, 32. And right after that, we have 16. Next number down is 19. That's followed by 57. And we're going to wind it up for you tonight with the number 34. All right, now for your winning Powerball number, it is lucky 13 tonight. And that winning Power Play multiplier is 3.
And that's when everyone goes and looks at their ticket, rips it up angrily.
I still have mine just in case I read it wrong. Yeah. So the Powerball of there were no jackpot winners, which means that the new current estimated jackpot, estimated because it could get bigger as the sales ramp up towards Wednesday, is $1.3 billion with a B.
Oh, my God.
It's the world's largest jackpot. But there were some winners the other night. There were 18 million people that won some money. Non-jackpot prizes, it's totaled 159 million.
You weren't part of that either.
I was not. No. The current jackpot sitting at $1.3 billion would put the cash payout, if you just wanted to do that instead of the monthly payment, at $806 million estimated. It kind of varies on state
to
state. So
are you headed to Idaho? I saw the pictures.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
And how many did you get?
So I went to Malad, and I got five. Let's see. I got nine, but some were for some friends and coworkers.
Sure.
I really didn't have much money. In fact, my personal one I bought with dimes.
No.
I did. But this businesses at the border are pretty upset. It's kind of a double-edged sword for them. They make a small commission, very small commission on each ticket sold, and then they get a bigger commission when someone wins at their location. And so they make probably more money on scratch tickets and that sort of thing. But they were just, you can see some of the pictures on the Facebook page, they were just inundated. The line was outside the building, around the block, and it was the same way in Evanston, Wyoming, which I guess is slightly closer to Salt Lake.
So you, who has a pocket full of dimes.
Yes.
The line is 150.
I had some cash, but it wasn't mine.
Around the Texaco station, looped twice.
Yep.
And you are counting out the dimes as...
There were only 10 of them. I guess there were 20 because it was a $2 ticket. So.
Oh my gosh.
I know, pretty funny. So I ended up buying a total of like $16 worth of tickets. But the guy in line in front of me was buying $170 worth of Powerball tickets.
Holy crap.
In dimes?
In dollar bills.
Okay, that's good.
No, yes. So the drawing will be Wednesday and will probably get bigger.
I mean, were there conversations in line that the, hey man, what are you going to do when you, I know I'm going to quit my job and then I'm going to sound like a
Is this just totally outlandish of me to think that like that those billions of dollars could, I don't know, be dispersed among poverty-stricken people maybe or something like that?
I saw some posts like that on Facebook. I disagree with that.
I mean, if I won it, trust me, I'd be like, no, absolutely not. It's mine, but you know, but...
I did see a lot of people in my Facebook feed calling for Utah to legalize the lotto.
Well,
it's probably not going to happen anytime soon.
Wish it would happen. It's ridiculous. I mean,
first thing I'm going to do is I heard that North Korea they got a whale that shoots ice cream out of its blowhole. I'm gonna buy that and put that in an Olympic sized pool in my backyard. Of course, before I quit my job, but I'm going to do something kind of cool. I'm going to fire up a team of blimps.
Oh, yeah?
That spell out F you, boss. I'm going to buy General Lee. I'm going to jump the creek by my head. Oh, heck, I might as well pay the thing over, turn it into a skateboard park.
You can do all that, Fuca. I might try to run to Idaho or Wyoming, and I'll get you a ticket if I go.
All right.
Okay.
If you go, I would love to get one.
Sure.
Please.
Yeah, just give me your numbers.
Anybody else want Dusty to buy him a ticket? 570-101 line.
There you go.
All good. He likes paying and change. It's cool. Search your couch.
Bring your pennies. Also, what you need to know, a love triangle stabbing here in Utah. Layton police are looking for a woman that stabbed another woman over a man Sunday, they say. Tracy Sanchez, a 40-year-old who lives in Layton, was visited at her apartment at Stonehenge Apartments by two women, and there was an argument that ensued, moved out onto the sidewalk, and then eventually went to the office at Stonehenge Apartments where Sanchez stabbed the other woman with a foldable knife, and Sanchez is still out and about. They say she's driving a 1991 Buick Riviera.
You know what I think I'm going to do? I love microwave popcorn, but I can't get it in my face fast enough. What I'm going to do is have it like kind of like the jugs machine when you take baseball practice. You know, ones that automatically pitch to you. I'm going to have one of those things fire popcorns in my mouth while I watch my new 1,000-foot flat screen. It's going to feel good.